Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't realize that my microphone wasn't on. Shalom, brothers and sisters and listening audience out there. Change is going to come. 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2. Hey, can everybody hear me? All right. Welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yael Sopka with the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
You're Recruit Arhan.
And once again, a change is coming. And that change that's going to come is that we're going to be back in our homeland, our true homeland, the mother of us all, according to the scriptures, Jerusalem. And I can't wait. I just can't wait. I know how you feel, Recruit Arhan. Tell people how you feel about having a chance for you and your immediate family to get back to the homeland, the Holy Land.
That's a dream come true right there.
Yes, come true. What we have now at the beginning of the show, we have a new segment called Did You Know? So before we get into the topic of the show, we want to go into Did You Know? Brothers and sisters, did you know that the three pyramids in Egypt represent the following? The biggest pyramid, or the step pyramid, was built as a memorial for our forefather, Jacob. It also represents the dream that Jacob had and the vision that he had in the dream known as Jacob's ladder. The middle pyramid was built as a memorial for Joseph's mother, Rachel. And the smallest pyramid was built as a memorial for Joseph himself. And the face of the Sphinx is also the face of Joseph. That's why it has a broad nose. That's why it has lips like a quote-unquote Negro. That's why it has his beard. Brothers and sisters. So again, at the top of each show, we're going to be dropping a Did You Know segment with some information that's been revealed by the Israelite Church of God Jesus Christ via the Holy Apostles and Chief High Priest. The topic of tonight's show is Home is where the heart is. Once again, the topic of tonight's show is home is where the heart is. Let's get Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1.
That was Jeremiah chapter 4,
verse 1. And let me say this. All of the secrets and the breakdowns and the wisdom on high have all been revealed by the Holy God sent comfort, the Holy Apostle Jeremiah Sazadakia, the God sent comfort. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1, please.
If thou return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove.
See what the Bible is saying, brothers and sisters. Again, if thou wilt return, O Israel. So God is not asking everybody to return. He's only asking for the nation of Israel to return, the Israelites. Saith the Lord, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thy abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. And what some of the abominations that our brothers and sisters are doing? You got Israelites using drugs, meaning unprescribed illegal street drugs. You got our brothers and sisters robbing each other, raping each other, murdering each other. You got brothers and sisters getting markings put on their flesh, tattoos. You got brothers and sisters eating unclean, unlawful foods like shrimp, crab, lobster, pork, squid, alligator, snail, mountain oysters, which is bull testicles. You understand that? Duck. You understand that? So again, we got to put away these abominable acts, brothers and sisters, and return back to the Lord. Let's get Jeremiah, excuse me, let's get Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 and verse 2, please.
What was that? Hosea chapter
14, verse 1 and 2.
Yes, sir. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously.
Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 and 2.
Oh, 1 and 2. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity.
You see that, brothers and sisters? God wants us to return unto him. And the Lord is showing what happened to us. We have fallen by our own sins. We've fallen by our own wicked, evil acts. Read.
Few words. And turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips.
Again, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to return unto him. And when we return unto him, there's a process. You repent. You acknowledge your sins. You acknowledge the things that you've done against God. You ask God for forgiveness, and then you change. You change. You truly change. Change your ways. That's repent. And then you ask the Lord to receive you. Lord, I'm ready to come to you. Receive me. And ask the Lord to take away all iniquity from you. And again, that's what the Day of Atonement is all about, where all your sins from the past year, the prior year, get wiped away clean. And you start off with a clean slate. That's why the High Holy Day season is so important to the nation of Israel. Let's get Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21, please.
Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee and art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me.
Again, brothers and sisters, remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. See, we got to remember this, brothers and sisters. We got to remember that we are God's servant. We were created to worship, serve him. He said, I formed you, I created you. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Again, the Lord's not going to forget about us. Problem is, we forget about God. And we start worshiping and believing other gods, which are just wood and stone, idols. You understand that? Continue, verse 22, read.
I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed them.
You see what the Lord is waiting to do for us, brothers and sisters? He said he's going to blot out all our transgressions. He's going to get rid of all our sins. All we got to do is just return back to him. That's all we have to do, brother. Just return back to him. We've been doing it our way for years. You've been doing it your way for years. Where has it gotten you? It's time to do it God's way. Simple as that. Let's get Malachi chapter 3, verse 7.
Malachi, what was that? Malachi chapter 3 and
verse 7.
Tell me so. Even from the days of your fathers, ye have gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return?
See what the Bible is saying, brothers and sisters. The Lord, what does the Lord want us to do? Wants us to return unto him. Because even from the days of your fathers, ye are going away from mine ordinances, the laws and statutes of God. It says, and have not turned unto me, and I will return unto you. It's as simple as this, brothers and sisters. If we come back to God, God's going to come back to us. As simple as that. Let's get Jeremiah chapter 3. Verse 14.
O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
You see that? You see that? Where's Zion? Zion is our homeland. You come back to the Lord, the Lord will take you back to his homeland, our homeland, Jerusalem, and all Israel. You don't want to go back to your homeland? You don't want to take a dip in the Jordan River? You don't want to walk through the catacombs? Walk through the Mount Olives. Come on now. Got to remember, brothers and sisters, Israel is married to God. And it's time to come back home. Simple as that. Simple as that. It's time to come back home. We got to stop committing adultery with all these other gods and return back home to our husband. Let's get Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3.
Therefore, say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts.
Therefore, say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Again, this is what we're saying. We're not doing this radio show asking you to return unto the Lord. God told us, God instructed us to tell you to return unto the Lord. Therefore, say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Again, this is what God requires. How are you not going to do something that God requires? God requires Israel to return back to him. And that's what you got to do. You understand that? That's what you got to do. You understand that? That's what you have to do, Israel.
So-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Puerto Ricans, people of Negro, Indian, West Indian, North, Central, South American descent. It's the Lord, our God.
What else you got to do? Where do you think you're going to go? You understand that? Your maker, the creator of heaven and earth, is commanding you to return back to him. And you're going to refuse that? You're going to say, no, you got something else to do, huh? That's what you're going to say. You're going to come up with excuses. Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 7, please.
Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon.
Verse again.
That was Zechariah 2 and 7.
Zechariah 2 and 7? Okay.
Yes,
give me verses 7 and 8.
Verse 7. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory has he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye.
Okay, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. I don't think that's the right scripture. One second, brothers and sisters. I apologize for bringing out the wrong information and the wrong scripture. Bear with me for one second. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Where I get that from? We're going to have to come back to that. Let's get St. John chapter 3, verse 16, and hold that. Hold St. John 3 and 16, and let's get Micah 6 and 8.
Has shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord required of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God.
Again, I brought out a few, about a minute or so ago, that God requires something of us. Again, he has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. So again, brothers and sisters, there's certain things that's required of the nation of Israel. And again, besides returning back to him, we got to live justly. We got to do justly, excuse me. We got to love mercy. Again, we always asking mercy from God, but we don't want to show each other mercy. You understand that? How can you say you love God when who you have not seen and you hate your brother who you've seen every day. Let's get that. And again, the order amongst the ranks is that you can't just quote a scripture. You got to actually get the scripture. Bear with me for 1 second. You still got St. John 3:16, right?
Yes, sir.
First John chapter 4, verse 20. Again, this is also something that's required of the nation of Israel by God.
If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen?
You see that, brothers and sisters? Let's get Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
See, these are all requirements, along with returning back to the Lord. These are all requirements that God requires of us. To return unto him, to walk humbly, to love mercy, to keep his commandments, to love our brother and sisters. You understand that? Now let's go to St. John chapter 3, verse 16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Again, God the Father, sacrificed his only begotten Son. The only thing created by God the Father was our Lord and Savior, our King Jesus Christ. He sacrificed his only begotten Son for Israel, for us. That's how much he loves us. And you mean to tell me you don't want to come home? You don't want to come back to a God like that? You don't want to come back to his son, your king? Come on now, brothers and sisters. Would you give up your only begotten son for anybody, anything? No, you wouldn't. You look at us like we're crazy. But God did that for you. And you're not going to come back home. You're not going to come back to him. You're not going to return back to him. Come on, brothers and sisters. Look at Psalms 147, verse 19 and verse 20.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He sheweth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
Again, the laws of God, the word of God, was only intended to the nation of Israel. The Bible. Everything about the Bible. The Ten Commandments, the 600 some odd laws in the Bible, were only intended for one people, the nation of Israel. And all he wants us to do is to come back home, turn back unto him. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you're waiting for. You understand that? The time is now. You talk about you woke. Well, wake up and come home. Because your real king is waiting for you. So you caught all up in Black Panther and all that. Nah, your real king is waiting for you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Understand that? Got to come on home, brothers and sisters. Why? Because home is where the heart is. Thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I want to thank you for tuning in and with your continued support of this show. Let's say God bless, good night, and shalom.
Shalom.
But I know